Today is the 20th of May. It's Friday morning. And Mark is going to read for us the 106th Psalm. It's a pretty lengthy psalm. So, Mark, read through the whole psalm. Read through the whole thing, okay?
Praise you, Lord. O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord, who can show forth all his praise? Blessed are all they that keep judgment, and he that doeth righteousness at all times. Remember, O Lord, with the favor that thou bearest in thy people, O visit me with thy salvation, that I may see the good of thy chosen, that I might rejoice in the goodness of thy nation, that I may glory with thine inheritance. We have sinned with our fathers, we have committed iniquity, we have done wickedly. Our fathers understood not thy wonders in Egypt, they remembered not the multitude of thy mercies, for thou openest the sea, even at the Red Sea. Nevertheless, he saved them for his name's sake, that he might make his mighty power to be known. Rebuked the Red Sea also, and it was dried up, so he led them through the depths as to the wilderness. And he saved them from the hand of him that aided him, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. Waters covered the enemies, there was not one of them left. Then believed they his words, and sang his praise. They soon forget his works, they waited not for his counsel. They lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted God in the desert, and he gave their request, but sent leanness in their soul. They envied Moses, also in the camp of Aaron, the saint of the Lord. The earth opened and swallowed up Dathan, and covered the company of Miriam. Fire was kindled in their company, the flame burned up the wicked. They made a calf and a horde of worship the molten image. Thus they changed their glory in the similitude of ox that eat and eat grass. They forgot their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous works in the land of Ham, and terrible things by the Red Sea. Therefore he said that he would destroy them, had not Moses his chosen stood before him in the breeze to turn away his wrath, lest he should destroy them. Yea, they despise a pleasant land, they believe not his word, but murmur in their tents, hearken not in the voice of the Lord. Therefore he lifted up his hand against them to overthrow them in the wilderness, to overthrow their seed also among the nations, and to scatter them in the lands. They joined themselves also in Baal Peor, and ate the sacrifice of the dead. Thus they provoked him to anger with their invention, the plague break in upon them. Then stood up Phinehas and executed judgment, and so the plague was stayed. That was counted unto him for righteousness in all generations forevermore. They angered him also the waters of strife, so that it went ill with Moses for their sakes, because they provoked his spirit, so that he spake unadvisedly with his lips. They did not destroy the nations concerning whom the Lord commanded them, or mingled among the heathen and learned their works, and they served their idols, their snare unto them. Yea, they scattered their sons and daughters unto devils, and shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Thus were they defiled with their own works, and whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch he had poured his own inheritance. He gave them into the land of the heathen, they ate, and they hated them that ruled over them. Their enemies also pressed them and were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times he delivered them, but they provoked him with their counsel and brought low with iniquity. Nevertheless, he regarded their affliction, we heard their cry, and he remembered for them his covenant, repented according to the multitude of his mercies. He made them also be pitied of all those that carried him captives. Save us, O Lord, O God, and give us from among the heathen, to give thanks unto thy holy name, the triumph of thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Let all the people say amen. Praise you, the Lord.
Thank you, Mark. No.